Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Fine Time for Healing, a sanctuary for your emotional well-being. Your host is Randy Fine, author of the memoir Finally, and the inspirational self-help book Awaken from Life. Randy.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your talk radio show host, Randy Fine. Today we have back the exceptionally popular Laura Lee. Laura has the incredible gift of being able to access the link between the physical and spiritual world. She can see, feel, and hear and know what the other side needs to communicate with the living. And every time Laura comes on, she is very, very popular. We have so many people that are waiting to talk to Laura. So if you are hearing me, just hang on. We'll be with you as soon as we can. Hopefully we'll be able to get to you. And but let me bring Laura on now so that we have time to talk about everything we want to talk about and take your calls. So good morning, Laura. How are you?
Oh, good morning to you too, Randy. I'm doing great. Thank you for that.
Thank you. Thanks for being on. Laura's on every month. So if you miss a call today, you can, you know, miss getting to talk to her today. She'll be back next month. So we're right in the heart of spring, Laura. What's going on with spring?
Well, I thought we'd talk a little bit about spring cleaning the soul, and I was out gardening myself, planting some trees, and I got to thinking about what that would mean for the soul and, you know, pulling weeds. And we all have some weeds that we need to pull from our soul, and what that means is, for instance, what I find with certain clients is issues or patterns that continue to resurface in our life. And we know what those patterns are because we look at them and we go, how can we fix it, you know? How can we change that dynamic? And, for instance, I just had a client that I just talked to this last week who is always running into cheating partners or boyfriends and now spouses. And, you know, she's desperately trying to find a solution to this challenge in her life because now kids are involved, right? Mm. So, and it's so sad because I know that happens quite a lot out there, and I'm sure there's a lot of other people. But there's also other dynamics. I mean, it could be as simple as an addiction or somebody who continues to go and cycle through friends and not be able to keep friends. Those are some other things that I encompass on a day-to-day basis with people. But anyway, what happens is that pattern began somewhere in our lives, and we carry those fears from that moment in time and project it into our future. But as I was sharing with you earlier, Randy, sometimes we confuse that the past, the present, and the future are separate entities, but actually they're all one. They're all happening at the same time. There's no separation. So if we can change the dynamic by simply changing the thought system in our mind, and therefore spirit, mind, and body will follow through and follow suit. So we have to find a way to cut off that or pull that weed, and I have some solutions for during this hour that we can talk about later after we take some calls. So
okay, that's
that
great.
Sense.
That's right, because a lot of these weeds are very deeply rooted in our past.
Yes, yes, yes.
Right.
And we all have one or more than one, you know.
Right.
But, you know, the funny thing is you know, it basically takes some reflection, inner reflection of our soul, because usually what we're seeing is when those people come into our lives, they're trying to show us something that's deep within that we haven't loved within ourselves. So as within,
okay.
So without, as in
mm-hmm.
heaven, as it is on earth. So, I mean, basically it's something within ourselves we haven't really identified that we're doing too in the dynamic to project it out
right,
in the world.
And life keeps putting that before us so that we can learn
right.
and grow and get through this, right?
Right, right, right,
right.
Right. It's an amazing thing. So sometimes our greatest teachers are those people right in front of us.
That's been my experience.
Yeah, it's been my experience.
I've grown so much by the people that have been placed before me that have challenged me quite a bit, but I'm grateful.
Right.
I'm grateful for those experiences.
Yeah. That's all we can do is be grateful.
That's right. We have no choice. Well, we do have a choice, but we might as well learn and grow from every experience we have, because that's what we're here to do. Our first call, are you ready to take a caller?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Our first caller is Dee. Good morning, Dee.
How are you, and
what did you want to talk to Laura about?
Thank you for taking my call. I'm doing very well. I'd just like to know if there's a spirit message for me.
Sir, Dee, the first thing I get, though, is, are you right-handed?
Yes.
Dee? Okay, and
yes.
Dee, I see a right-handed just tells me, I'm sorry, I have to start out this way, but right hand is father's side, so that's paternal side, and I see a father figure that's approaching you on the right side, or a gentleman that's over there on that side who seems to be approaching you, if that makes sense.
Yes.
He seems to be really close to you for some reason, placing his hand on your shoulder, and I feel like it might have some dynamics with relationships and concerns with you, if that makes sense.
Yes.
We're talking about today's subject about spring clean for the soul, and I feel like some of the dynamics it might have even been taught by him. And you might be even taking on some of those characteristics. Not to say that that's bad or good. It just is. Okay? So, but anyway, I just feel like he's very close to you in regards to that situation, and he's helping you try to find some peace in regards to that, if that makes sense to you.
Yes, it does.
Also, do you have a living sister, or does he have a living sister that's here in the physical plane?
Well, that's funny you say that. I don't know. I'm trying to contact my birth family right now, and I might have been making some connections.
Yeah, well, there's a sister. So, and I feel like she's connected very much to him, too. That's why I wanted to say that, and I feel like incredibly intuitive from what I feel like she's like spiritually connecting to him. So I feel like there's a draw there to connect with you. So, and it will happen because I feel like there's desire on both ends. Okay. So
yes.
Gosh, you'll have to keep us posted, Dee. Okay.
I will. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Wow.
Sort of connection to New York? Is there some sort of connection to the New York area, Dee?
Yes, that's where I grew up.
Okay, well, there's your confirmation. Okay,
yes.
And I got chills. I feel like there might be some sort of connection even there, okay? So in regards to that whole dynamic. All right, so keep us posted, Dee.
I will. Thank you very much.
Bless you.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay. Our second caller is Lori, and let me connect you. Okay. Lori, are you there?
Yes.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Good
morning.
Can you hear me? Good morning. What
yes,
is your
I
question
can.
For Laura?
My question today was, it's for my daughter. She had lost an item, and we were trying to see where that item had went or if it was located with somebody.
Lori,
yes.
This is the pad, right?
Yes.
This is like an iPad type thing, right?
Yeah.
and you're also located in Illinois, correct?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay. So there is also, I also see, well, let me just go here, okay? I feel there
okay.
is a child spirit that is near you, okay? So a child spirit, that can usually mean one of three things, okay? It's either
okay.
a miscarriage or an abortion or a child that plans to come through. Does this make sense to you?
Yeah, I had a miscarriage.
Okay. All right, so there's your confirmation, okay, regarding what I'm about to say, because I feel like this spirit is very closely connected also to your daughter, okay? Wait a minute, I'm going to backtrack again. Was that before your daughter was born?
Yes.
No,
okay. After.
So it was after, okay. And did you have a child after that?
I had two miscarriages in a row and then another child.
Then another child came. Okay, because I feel that child has come through for you. Okay, so I'm going to say this. And now let's go back to the iPad because I feel like this spirit might also be governing as regard to the connection to the iPad. What I want you to do, and I've shared this before, and I need you to really do this, okay? And I share this with anybody who loses an item, okay, is to hold
mm-hmm.
it in your thoughts that to thank the angels that it's been received back. I lost keys the other day. I do this exercise. Immediately it comes to me where they are or they show up in my hands. Instantly.
Okay,
I'm not joking. So if you guys
amazing.
Close your eyes and sit down and do it together, because wherever two or more together, ask and you will receive, okay? Say thank you for sending this iPad back. And look at it. It's an iPad, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay? And bring it back, because it doesn't matter who has it. It doesn't matter who has it. Where it's located, it will show up because time is defied when you got divine intervention. Okay?
Okay.
And
we tried that singly.
You need to continue doing it until it comes. You continue because you're in fear. Okay? Now I understand you're going to have a visitor again from Florida.
Okay.
Are you going to have a visitor from Florida again?
Probably.
Okay. All right. So as I'm saying that, there's your confirmation, and it will come if you continue to do it. You can't just do it just once because you're in fear.
Okay.
So when you overcome the fear and let go and surrender, then it shows up. Okay. And she's got to do the same. She has got to want to do it the same way. So you guys do it together, okay?
Okay?
And you visualize it and see it and thank them, okay? I mean, if you have to use Christ, I don't care. Use Christ, use, the angels, all right? But just to continue to do it, and then you got to let go, okay? And it may show up in a way that you didn't expect.
Okay.
Okay, because you might be projecting onto someone or something other than where it really is, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and then you get back to me. I'd love to hear back from you, Lori, okay?
So you said that, like, the two miscarriages, that you know, the two that I had, that's my young, my youngest son then?
Yeah.
Yeah, they end up coming through that way?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, yeah. We, you know, nothing's lost ever. Everything will come, you know, in its due time. You guys were going through some challenges at that time. And that's why the, you know, sometimes spirits hold off and wait for the right entry for their own lessons. Okay? And for your own soul lessons too. I know that's so hard to hear for a parent or for a woman losing a child, but the child will always find its way to you. Always. Okay, and that's just another confirmation to what I'm just saying, what's going to happen.
Okay.
Okay? All right, you keep me posted,
thank
Lori.
You.
Thanks for calling in.
All right.
Oh, thank you so much, Lori. Mm-hmm. I wish you the best.
All right, thank you. Have a good one.
You know, I know I sounded passionate over that issue, but I share that exercise with so many people because the laws of the universe work differently than our physical world. And, and you know, when you're in panic and fear, nothing works on your behalf. I know I was running around the other day. It was a whole day without my keys. And, you know, for some reason, I had to stay put wherever I was. But I continued to do it throughout the day, and I dumped my purse three times, cleaned out the purse three times. I'm going to share this real quick. And it was not in any pocket. Well, my daughter obviously has some sense too, some psychic sense that she's, you know, just part of the family line. And she came home from school and I said, you know, sit down with me and see if you can sense real quickly if any image comes to you where these keys are. And she says, it's in your purse. I go, it can't be. We look in the purse. After three times, I cleaned it from top to bottom. So what I'm saying is, they will place them in clear view for you, you know, somewhere.
What a great story,
no matter,
Laura.
Yeah, I know. So, I mean, but people have to do the exercise. They think I'm just giving lip service, you know, to this stuff, but it really does work. So, but you have to get over, you have to really release and let go and surrender. And at that point, I had surrendered, even though the whole day I was panicked, right? Because I had to be places. So.
So where did they go?
Anyway.
Well, you'll never know where they actually went.
Where the keys went?
Yeah, originally.
No, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter as long as the freaking keys came back.
Oh, my gosh.
They were the only keys to my car, you know, and I had people do this with wallets. I've had people do it with rings. In fact, I just got a woman who just called me. Yeah, a woman who just called me who had lost a family heirloom that, you know, that they couldn't find for years, and it showed up. So you just got to, but it's the moment you really surrender and let go because, you know, you can live without it or live with it. And at that point in time, I'm like, well, I was thinking of other solutions. You know what I'm saying? Like calling up the dealership and getting a new key, which, you know, wouldn't have been a big deal.
Right.
But
what if something is stolen?
Pardon me?
What if something is stolen from us?
Well, that I think Lori thinks it is. But it doesn't matter if it is. It still will appear.
Okay. I mean, I'm trying to rationalize, and rationality does not work.
I know. You can't rationalize it. You can't rationalize it. So anyway, let's take a few minutes and talk about spree cleaning the soul.
Okay. All right. That sounds great.
Okay, because again, spirit, mind, and body, this is a good discussion to talk about with this subject matter because spirit, mind, and body are all one. So, you know, you can transcend the body, the physical world, if your spirit and your mind are in alignment. Because anything's possible with God. Anything is possible with God. Anything. Even the smallest little thing of, like, losing your keys. Okay.
Wow. Okay.
So, and you have to, and we have to remember there's no separation, but that's where the fear comes in, because, and you know you're in fear if you're panicked, if you're in hate, if you're in anger, if you're in sorrow, if you're in greed, you know, any one of those is fear, okay? And then you know you're in love when you're in total surrender, you could care less. And it's all peace, love, and joy. And your soul's in, it's very simple. There's only two really emotions that we can choose. It's fear or love. So you know if you're in that fear zone, you got to pull a weed, especially if it's a pattern that keeps coming up, okay? And there's, you know what, some people who, you know, lose items all the time, right? And a lot of us attribute that to age because we think we're losing our minds, right? And we're saying that, those things to ourselves, which is not, you know, that's not nice to say that about yourself.
What, that we're old?
It's not nice to say those, right, because we'll say we're old or, but that's not true. That's not true because you've got the power within you. So anyway, so I don't want to take too much longer because I still want to get to some more callers, but we're going to talk about pulling the weed and what the weed is in the psychic language. In my genre, we talk about pulling psychic cords. And psychic cords are those energies, drains that are going from the original source of that pattern and our soul. So let's say, let's talk about real quickly, apply it to my client who had the cheating partners and cheating spouses, okay? She could attribute where she was first cheated on in her life. She knew exactly where it was. So before we do an example where I'm going to walk you all through slicing a psychic cord together, I want you to take a moment and close your eyes and ask where your pattern originated. Most often you already know. You know, let's say that, you know, if you are the type of person who loses a lot of things, you know that you heard the language from maybe a parent. Oh, gosh, I'm losing my mind. Right?
Wow.
Do you understand? So that's a pattern. That could be a pattern. So whoever it was, you want to go to that direct source and cut the psychic cord that we're going to do together later on the call. But we should probably take another couple callers. But I loved how we got that call from Lori because, you know, I know it defies rational thinking because, again, it goes back to spirit, mind, and body all being one. Okay, so change your mind. Change, you know, have you ever heard that saying is change your mind, change your thoughts, because then
yes,
it creates your reality?
Yeah, yes.
I don't even know the whole quote right now. I was going to look it up, but I didn't have time. But that's basically the premise of it.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Should we take another
Anything
caller?
Is possible, right, Laura? Anything.
Anything is possible, for sure.
Okay. We have a caller from area code 206. Can you hear me? Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What is your name?
My name is Catherine.
Catherine, good morning. And what is your question for Laura?
Well, first, I use her trick with jewelry. If I lose, I tend to sleep in my jewelry or just kind of wear it all the time. And I've never really lost a jewel. You know, people panic, oh, I only have one earring in. And it always reappears.
Amazing.
Oh, it always reappears.
Yeah,
awesome.
Always find it.
Catherine.
The one
missing. But Catherine, that's
comes
because
back.
You know why, Catherine? Because you say to yourself, I always find it.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you know, if, but, you know what, the other thing too to address that is you've got a good attitude, a good positive attitude that you always find it. But you
right.
know, if it is lost, then and it's never found, it's not meant to be. But if it's found, it's meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
So, but nothing's ever really lost. You know, we just panic and think it's lost. So I love how your attitude is, I always find it. Somebody must have given that to you. Did somebody give that to you down the family line, or does that just come to you?
No, I think it's from it happening all the time.
Mm. So what's your question for us, Catherine? Thank you for sharing.
Any message from the other side would be great.
Well, I think I might be picking up a couple people, but I hope they're for you. When I close my eyes, again, are you right-handed, Catherine? I just want to confirm that I'm looking at the right. Okay, cool. Because I do see a female that's approaching your left, which is the maternal side, okay? Your mom is still physically here in the physical world?
No, she's not.
Oh, she's not. Okay, because I was just going to say she's really close to you, okay? Mm. And so that might be her, okay? Because I'm seeing her come over on the maternal side, okay? But I saw a mother figure, and I thought maybe it might have been a grandmother, okay? She's really close. I also see a bald man. Does that make sense to you?
I didn't know my grandfathers. Both of them died before I was born, so I don't know their physical appearance.
Pardon me?
I never saw my grandfathers, so I don't know their physical appearance.
Do you know, have you seen a picture? Have you seen a picture?
As a child, but
okay. And
did
you see whether or not there was hair or no hair? Because I'm wondering if he's for you. Because I'm wondering because he's also coming. He's coming up behind you, which almost makes me feel like it might be somebody you knew, but it might not even be a family member. So that's why I'm saying it. Okay.
Yeah.
And he doesn't look that old, but I don't know, maybe he is a family member, but he's standing a little more to the left, so that's why I brought him up. Okay. And also, who went through cancer? Catherine?
Mom.
Oh, okay, then it is her, because I'm sensing that. Well, darling, I just feel like you talk to her all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even need me.
It seems to be a one-way conversation.
No, it is two-way. You aren't listening. You aren't listening. She told me you're talking to her all the time.
Is she showing any signs? Is she showing her any signs?
Well, you know what? I think she might be the one who's also helping you sometimes with your jewelry. Is there a connection with her?
I believe that.
And I feel like there's a connection with her, some of the jewelry. So she's just saying that. And, I feel like she has been by your side ever since. So, don't doubt it for one moment that she isn't hearing you, okay? So, and as she says that, she also shows me, flowers. And I don't know what she means by the flowers. Of course, flowers with spring, but I also feel like there might be, flowers as a celebration or as given to you as, or her as a anniversary or a birthday or something of that sort, some event. Does that make sense?
It's a connection with cherry blossom. Well, we planted a tree with her when she died. That could be it. Just she loved flowers.
She loved flowers. Okay, so do you see the tree? I mean, are you guys close to the tree, or is there a tree?
In our house. It's in our backyard.
Yeah, because they said they're blooming because of spring. So, she's with you, sweetheart. Well, there's your confirmation, okay? Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Catherine. Thank you so much. Laura, I just cut you off. Laura, call back. Oh, man. All right, we have to wait for Laura to call back in. because I just cut her off by accident, and I didn't mean to do that. Come on. I know that we have a few more callers waiting, but let me... Maybe she'll figure it out. I have this switchboard here, and, you know, I get all these numbers that come up. And after someone calls, I try to drop the call so that other people can get in the switchboard. And somewhere along the line, I sent Laura bye-bye. I don't know. Let's see what's going on here. Okay, please call back in. Oh, man. Sorry. I have had, you know, I had jewelry that my grandmother gave me. And she gave me a necklace, and she gave me a charm that she used to wear on her bracelet. And I've lost both, and they've both come back to me. So I always knew that it was my grandmother coming back. Let's see. I wonder if Laura's having trouble getting in. Okay. Because I know we have some more callers. Let me, I'm going to have to drop a couple of the callers and just to make sure she can get back in, and then you can call again, okay? So I'm sorry if I'm cutting you off. This is really strange. Well, let me just... Okay. Hi. This is area code 858. I know that you have been holding, and I just wanted to say hello to you and tell you that I have you on hold here. What is your name?
Janice.
Janice. Okay. Hopefully Laura will call back in.
Maybe she
figured
it's
over. No, she knows. I mean, she's on every month, so she... Yeah, she knows. And she is my whole show. Hmm. Was there something that you wanted to ask her specifically today?
Oh, I was just curious as if, like, say, my people from the other side have tried to contact me, and I just haven't noticed.
Okay.
Like, most of my grandparents all died.
Right, right. I mean, generally, do you ever see flickering lights or... think you see a shadow and then it's not there or anything like that?
Once in a while, but not real often.
Not real often.
Mm-mm.
Okay, let me call Laura. Let me call her.
I thought I was close to.
I am really sorry that she's not here, and I don't know if she can't call back in. Hmm.
I can try another time. You know, I just ran across your show today, so I hadn't
okay.
Listened
That's
to
great.
Before,
I mean,
so
she will definitely be back in, I'll tell you when she'll be back. Laura will be back on May 29th. So at 11 o'clock. So, anyone that's listening and wants to talk to Laura and, you can just call back then. The number is 424-220-1801. Okay. So give her a call on May 29th. And for anybody else that's listening. And
what time zone?
We're on the Eastern Standard. Where are you calling from?
Okay. I'm calling Pacific. So, okay.
So okay, right.
O'clock.
So it's like 8 o'clock, 8 in the morning.
Right.
And if you have Laura's website, she always advertises every place that she's going to be. So it's www.mediumlauralee.com. And you can always go to her website and, you know, see what she's up to. She always has some interesting things. I think she has some... readings each day and that kind of thing. So it would be great to visit it anyway. But I thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate that.
All right. Thanks much. Hey, if it was meant to be, I would have talked to her. That's how I look at it.
I guess so. That's a great attitude.
Nice timing.
That's a great attitude. I feel bad that I cut her off. Okay. All righty. Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, I sprung cleaned Laura right out of our show. But anyway, she is fantastic, and I know that she had some more to say, and she will be back at the end of May. But if you have any interesting things that you would like to tell me or would like to talk to Laura about, you can either email me at loveyourlife@randygfine.com or email Laura at, let's see, what is her email address? Well, you can just go to her website, mediumlauralee.com, and I'm sure there's a contact button or something like that where you can actually email her directly. So, she is fantastic. And Laura used to do her own show, and she had stopped doing her show. I think she's going to start another show again, but she is coming on regularly every month, and it's a great way for her to – she does it because she wants to reach out to other people and who, you know, may not know who she is or may not be able to afford a session with her. And so she does this as a gift to everybody, which I'm very grateful. And I know that everybody that calls in is very grateful that she does that. So she has an amazing, amazing gift. And she's actually toured with, my gosh, everybody that you can think of, every spiritual guru that you can think of that tours, you know, and a lot of the mediums, a lot of the famous mediums. So, and she is a keynote speaker. So she's very, very wonderful in a lot of ways. And I miss her now. But anyway, I am going to go ahead and close the show, because the show is really about Laura, and I know that you guys want to talk to her. So I will say goodbye and tell you that if you would like to contact me, my website is randygfine.com, randygfine.com. My email is also loveyourlife@randygfine.com. It's randygfine. Randy is spelled with an I. So it's loveyourlife@randygfine.com and randygfine.com. If you enjoy listening to my shows, please become a show follower. Just click on that button at the top of each show, and you will be advised of all the new shows that are coming. I have amazing, amazing shows coming up in the next month, and you don't want to miss those. And also, more followers will get this show more recognition, and I can bring you better programming. All my shows are archived after broadcasting and can be listened to at your convenience on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, or through the show links on my website. So I hate to say goodbye, but thanks again for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. This is Talk Radio show host and author Randy Fine, signing off until next time. May joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. You can find out more about Randy at her website, randygfine.com. Join her next time for more of A Fine Time for Healing.
Hard not to hesitate, but we can't wait to be the change. Better way.